and white times, refugees needed to fill void of cultural diversity in white towns. By John Binder on October 31, 2019. More refugees must be resettled across the United States to fill a void of cultural diversity in towns that are made up of a majority of white Americans, a New York Times report states. As President Trump is set to lower refugee admissions for the third year, keeping his 2016 campaign promise to significantly reform the program after almost four decades, the New York Times published a report this week detailing how Congolese refugees already living in the U.S. are looking to bring their foreign relatives to the country through the Refugee Resettlement Program. Those who support expanding refugee resettlement, the New York Times reports, say doing so is necessary for bringing cultural diversity to majority white American towns like Missoula, Montana, which is more than 89% white and 3% Hispanic. The New York Times reports. To supporters like Mr. Engen, the Congolese are filling a void of cultural diversity in a town that is nearly 90% white. In the 1980s, Hmong refugees from Laos settled in Missoula. The children of immigrant families are usually the few students of color in city classrooms, while their parents work long hours at businesses eager for the help. Emphasis added. The New York Times has previously claimed that nearly all white states like New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine pose an array of problems for new arrivals to the U.S., as Breitbart News noted. New Hampshire, like its neighbors Vermont and Maine, is nearly all white. The New York Times piece stated in a report about how to decrease white populations in such states. This has posed an array of problems for new arrivals, who often find themselves isolated and alone, without the comfort and support of a built-in community. As Breitbart News has reported, the U.S. has permanently resettled more than 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees through a variety of humanitarian programs, a foreign population larger than the size of Philadelphia, which has 1.5 million residents. These 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees do not include the roughly 445,000 foreign nationals who have been allowed to remain in the U.S. through the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, program. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to the latest research. Over the course of 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.